If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient because you know there's a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pro customers buy building supplies in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 20% every day. Buy in bulk and save up to 20% on concrete, gypsum, and gypsum accessories. At Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Discount applies to contractor pack items. Minimum purchase required. U.S. only.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Locked On Redskins. I'm your host, Paul Connor. If you haven't subscribed to the show, please subscribe now. And I'm going to assume you haven't subscribed because this is my first show. I'm very excited about this opportunity. Most of you know me through my film breakdowns or my draft work or follow me on Twitter. This is just another way for me to get my voice heard, interact with fans, share my views. And as any Redskins fan knows, the emotional roller coaster we're about to go on, it's best to have as many friends as possible. It's September 11th and the Redskins are fresh off their season opening loss. Where have I heard that before? Since Jay Gruden's been in Washington, he's yet to win a season opener. I like Jay Gruden. I like the guy. I like his philosophies. I like his offense. I like the way he interacts with players, but one of the side effects, possibly, of him being a friend instead of a father to some of these players is the team just seems to be flat, and they're consistently flat, whether it's coming out at the beginning of the season, whether it's coming out at the beginning of the first half, whether it's coming out after halftime. His teams just seem to start flat, and they have little sense of urgency. The Redskins' offense was particularly disappointing against the Eagles. Of course, that starts with Kirk Cousins. And in case you didn't get the memo, Kirk Cousins has turned everybody into a quarterback expert. And now every throw is an indicator of whether or not he's a franchise quarterback. When there's this much money involved with a player, of course he's under the microscope. But right now, fans are zoomed in on Kirk Cousins times 400, and they're overanalyzing every little single thing he does, and they're not looking at the entire picture. And that's not to defend Kirk Cousins. Kirk had a bad game. He was out of sync. He was out of rhythm. He wasn't comfortable in the pocket. He didn't exude that confidence he had last year, but it's one game, and he wasn't the only, he didn't single-handedly drop this game for the Redskins. Let's talk pass protection. Morgan Moses had a really bad game. I think he got beat for like 3 sacks. When Jay Gruden talked after the game, he said that Moses was dealing with some kind of ankle injury. I don't know if it happened early in the game. It certainly wasn't on any pregame injury report that I saw. But if it was clearly affecting his play to the point where you have to consider playing Ty Inseki if Morgan Moses can't keep up with the outside rush. They just kept running up the field, and all he could do was get a hand on them and try and hope to push them out as far as possible. And that, I mean, again, I'm making no excuses for Kirk Cousins, but knowing that that was happening was affecting the pocket each time. That ankle injury on Moses will be something to monitor as we go forward.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The next culprit is Terrell Pryor. This guy came to the Redskins with so much hype. He was going to be the new number one. He was going to make fans forget about DeSean Jackson. He posted workout videos every day. In training camp, the hype didn't stop because he was beating Josh Norman. He was beating Bashaud Breeland. He'd have one-handed catches, behind-the-back catches, diving catches. The guy just, everything was a highlight reel. Then the preseason came, and we kind of got to see his human form. He had concentration drops. His timing in the offense was off, and both of those showed up on Sunday. He had some key drops and some key moments. In the first deep ball of the game, he never even saw the ball because of when Kirk Cousins let go of it. And whether you want to blame Cousins or you want to blame Pryor for that is neither here nor there. But the fact of the matter is that they weren't on the same page, and it's going to take time for them to gel. Which brings me to Josh Dotson. Where is he? You say he's the most natural receiver on the team, you say he's healthy, and then you play him sparingly and give him zero targets. It's like owning a Corvette and never driving it, just to say you own one. In the end, whether he's on the sideline because he's hurt or he's on the sideline because you're afraid he's going to get hurt, it's really not much different. Play your first round pick while he's healthy. Next is the run game. Oh my gosh, the run game. Or lack thereof, or it's not even the amount of run plays called at this point. I mean, it is, but it's also when they call them, how they call them. It's so obvious when they call them. I can literally call the run plays from the line. When the Redskins bring everybody inside, and the defense brings everybody inside, and Robert Kelly gets hit in the backfield and falls forward for 2 yards, that's not a run game. I've always said Jay Gruden uses his run game just to give the pass game a break. He doesn't use it to philosophically beat the defense. He just uses it as a break to break up the passing game, which is a flaw because you can beat the defense either way. It's just not Jay Gruden's preference. It wasn't all bad, though. Trent Williams was his normal self, bullying people on blocks down the field. He had the rolled up ankle, taped it, came right back out, warrior style. It was nice to see Jordan Reed back out there again. Pre-game, a report came out about his toe. People started freaking out. Apparently, it was blown out of proportion. Jordan Reed said he felt fine. He played the whole game. I don't think he looked as explosive as he usually does, and he didn't seem to be as involved in the game as he usually is. I don't know if the Eagles took that away. I'm going to look at the film tomorrow when the All-22 comes out to see if the Eagles took that away or if there's a lingering foot issue, but he said he feels fine. I also got to give props to former Seminole Chris Thompson, who had the play of the first half. Good job by Kirk Cousins leading him out of the backfield. But Chris Thompson did all the work with the spin move and the breaking tackles and running it in for a touchdown. Truly awesome moment. Got picked up by Bleacher Report and everything. Just awesome for a good guy. Big heart. Battled back from injuries. Just got a contract extension. Just good mojo for a good guy.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst. Catalyst.
All right, let's switch over to the defensive side of the ball now. Huge infusion of talent over there this year. A lot of bright spots showed up on Sunday. Obviously not perfect since the Redskins came away with a loss, but a lot of good things to build on and look forward to and to keep building on as the season goes on. I talked about the infusion of talent, but I really want to talk about some of the holdovers first. Kendall Fuller had himself a game, not just the forced fumble, but in coverage, coming up in the run game, blowing up all the screens. He just looked like a completely different guy after looking a little bit lost in the slot last year. He won the job this training camp, and he just looked like an animal out there, which was awesome to see. While we're on corners, Just like Kendall Fuller, Bashaud Breeland looked like a completely different guy. He had his confidence back, the swagger. He walked around like he owned the field, and he made some great plays, a bunch of pass breakups. He looked as good as I've seen him. A lot of people have given up on him, quit on him way too early. I've been a Bashaud Breeland believer, and I still am. And yesterday was just another great example of what he can do in the Redskins secondary. Preston Smith, another guy who had a down year last year, came out on fire. He had a sack early. He was setting the edge. He was cutting back inside and making tackles. It was really, really nice to see him active again. And the man Smith rotated with, Junior Gallette, finally got to play meaningful snaps for the Washington Redskins. What an incredible feeling that must have been after two full years of rehab. The Eagles' tackles had a hard time dealing with Smith's power on one snap and Gallette's speed on the next. I don't know about you guys, but I was super happy to see the sack man dance in the burgundy and gold, even though it was called back on a penalty. Ryan Kerrigan, Old Faithful, HBK, the showstopper, whatever you want to call him, with a huge pick six to completely shift momentum. Also give credit to McGee for tipping the ball, but Ryan Kerrigan, right place, right time, great play. Just a guy you can count on year after year to show up and do his job. Now, on to some new additions. Let's start with Jonathan Allen, first round pick. Really good showing in his first live game action against a division rival. He just does everything you want to do. He's really going to be a good one. It's going to be awesome to watch him grow here in Washington. I can't wait to watch his career flourish. Free agent signing Zach Brown became a fan favorite when he responded to Lane Johnson's trash talk, and his play on the field has really backed it up. He's got an attitude and demeanor that this Redskins defense has needed. He has speed that the Redskins have sorely lacked for years. He made several nice plays on Sunday, knifing into the backfield, hitting the running back. He saved one big run. He almost had a sack. Just a really good first showing for a free agent signing that hasn't typically worked out in Washington lately. Which brings me to DJ Swearinger, the new heart of the Redskins defense. This guy could talk me into taking on a brick building in an Oklahoma drill. This guy's energy is so infectious and you see it on the field. He just has this alpha personality. He doesn't stop. Now, Swearinger wasn't perfect. He had a couple misses in coverage, but just his attitude, his demeanor changes the entire complexion of the Redskins defense, and they buy into him. And as long as you have confidence, you're going to play better. And he gives that to those other players.
Is democracy in danger or decline? Condoleezza Rice, William Galston, and Carlos Gutierrez and others take on this question in the fall edition of The Catalyst, a journal of ideas from the Bush Institute. Surveys show Americans place less trust in institutions like the media and business. Others contend America has faced far more challenging periods and emerged strong. Leading policymakers, Bush Institute experts, and respected journalists take on this debate. Read about it at bushcenter.org/catalyst.
Obviously, Sunday didn't generate the desired result, so the Redskins have got to go back. They got to go back to the drawing board. They got to figure out what went wrong, and they got to figure out how to turn it around. The Redskins' offense is supposed to be carrying this team, but that was far from what happened on Sunday. They couldn't generate yards. They couldn't stay on the field. They didn't help the defense at all. The defense actually played pretty well, but they just stayed on the field for so long. You can't hold up at that pace. The offense, like I said, is supposed to carry this team. They got to find a way to get Kirk Cousins going. They got to find a way to get Terrell Pryor's confidence back. And they got to get those two on the same page. While Ryan Grant didn't fail terribly, he actually played pretty well. You have to involve Josh Dotson somehow. You have to get him involved. If you're going to keep him on a snap count for whatever reason, because you want to ease him in, make it snaps that count. Make it in the red zone. Make it on third down. You have to involve your first round pick. He's, like you said, your most natural receiver. You have to get him involved in the game plan. Finally, the run game. It's probably hoping against hope, but the run game. Find out what you're going to do with it. Make it part of your attack, not a break from your attack. You can't have your passing game be your TV show and your running game be your commercials. You have to make the run game part of the show. It's part of the attack. I like what they did in the second half when they started throwing screens out to Terrell Pryor when he had one-on-one coverage after grouping everybody together. But again, that's not your run game. That's your passing off your run game. You have to get that going, and you have to use it correctly. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to beat good teams. You'll be able to beat bad teams, but you won't be able to beat good teams if you can't run the ball, you can't control the clock. If you're not following me on Twitter yet, please do, @P_ConnorJR. I want to hear your thoughts on the game. I want to hear your thoughts on the podcast. I'm probably going to start using fan questions during the week. I'm going to try and do something different each day. I'm going to try and involve you guys each day, whether that's a tweet mailbag, whether it's a film breakdown live, whether it's anything. I'm going to try and do some different things. I'm going to bounce a couple ideas off you guys. And I look forward to hearing from you. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. For better or for worse, the Redskins season is always an adventure. And I know as the season goes along, more and more of my personality is going to pour out. My random song lyrics, my random movie quotes, and I look forward to annoying most of you for the rest of the season. I want to thank you again for tuning in to Locked On Redskins. I'm Paul Connor, and I'm out.
What you doing?
Ran out of space on my phone, so I'm deleting some stuff. Bye, singing dog. Bye, goal.
I pronounce you.
Bye, wedding ceremony.
Stop. At Metro PCS, you get 2 free phones with twice as much memory.
Really?
Don't say bye to your memories. Switch to Metro PCS and get 2 free LG K20 Plus phones with 32 gigs when you switch 2 lines. Metro PCS. Wireless. Figured out.
Coverage not available in some areas. Sales tax not included in phone price. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.